Group called United for Care is hoping to gather enough signatures to put a proposed amendment on the ballot next year to make legal medical marijuana in Florida. A discussion on that issue will take place this afternoon on Florida Matters. Orlando attorney John Morgan, who is backing that amendment, has been accused of backing it for political reasons, something we'll get into on the show this evening, but he says it's not about him.
Well, there's really nothing in it for me. I believe that this is an area, what I call political philanthropy, where you see tens of thousands of people suffering for no reason, and you think, well, what could I do to make a difference? And so this is my philanthropy for the next year or so.
Now, you've said that marijuana helped your father while he battled cancer?
Marijuana helped my father, and it helped my brother Tim, who's still alive. My father had esophageal cancer and ultimately COPD, and he was debilitated, he was anxious, he had zero appetite, he was nauseated, and he was basically, you know, laying in his bed in fetal position, just wasting away. And he was a guy who was, when we grew up, you know, we didn't go near marijuana or any type of drugs because we didn't want to disappoint our dad. And you know, ironically, here we are at the end of his life 20 years ago saying, do you want to try this? He did. He had his appetite. His anxiety was gone. A lot of the pain was relieved. And he was able to lead his last days with some dignity and with some peace.
Dr. Kevin Sabet is director of the Drug Policy Institute at the University of Florida College of Medicine, also former senior advisor to the Obama administration, and he's the author of the book, Reefer Sanity, Seven Great Myths About Marijuana. Reefer Sanity certainly takes aim at recreational use, but what about a more regulated medical use?
Well, actually, the issue with medical marijuana, and I agree partially with John, we know that there are medical properties of marijuana. The issue is we don't have to smoke it to get those properties. So, of course, we know there are medical properties of opium. We don't smoke opium to get the effects of morphine. We have a standardized dose that's been approved by doctors. So I wish Mr. Morgan would have sat down with us here, you know, at the places like the Florida Society of Addiction Medicine, the Florida Medical Association, the American Medical Association, all groups that oppose this sort of bill, which is about smoked marijuana as medicine in a totally separate system, creating sort of the equivalent of pill mills for pot mills with these dispensaries, which is what we're going to have. But I wish we had sat down, actually, and talked about how to do this the right way, because I think everybody has compassion for the story that Mr. Morgan presents. And frankly, I've had my own members of my family suffer from cancer. Nobody wants to see anybody suffering. And the way, the right way to have done this is to, you know, Mr. Morgan, frankly, could have spent his philanthropy, for lack of a better word, towards research into those medications and towards a program that would get people marijuana derivatives in a non-smoked form today.
My concern would be the pattern has been to start with medical marijuana, which I can certainly understand, but it didn't move very quickly to recreational marijuana. And the city and county of Denver, 61% of our voters supported recreational marijuana. And so here we go. We were just beginning to understand the full impact of medical marijuana, and now we got hit with recreational marijuana, and so the stores will open January 1st. And we had to regulate both. That was my committee on dealing with medical marijuana as well as recreational. And I can tell you, it's a real challenge. It's a lot of work. I mean, just dealing with all of these issues associated with medical as well as recreational marijuana takes a lot of time. As we say in the West, it's like trying to pick your teeth with a rattlesnake.
And third voice there, Charlie Brown on Denver City Council, among the panelists, and that debate on medical marijuana on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30 on WUSF 89.7. It's 7:40.